Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and you're listening to True Religion radio program. Today, the question of the day is your God sovereign? What does it mean? Well, sovereign means in charge. Sovereign means like the buck stops here. It means the last resort, the last person you want to upset. It means simply, literally, everything belongs to that individual, that God. And so the question is your God sovereign? Does your God own everything in this world? Every molecule, every atom, every plant, every flower, every bird, every human being, literally own them, because it's his elements that you're using and that we're using in this earth, and the intelligences obey him instinctively. Animals, birds, trees. Look at Jesus Christ was able to heal the deaf, cause them to hear, cause the blind to see, healed lepers, cause the dead to be raised multiple times, cause the olive tree to wilt and die. Is there anything he couldn't do? He stopped the storm. He walked on water. Can your God do that? If not, then you're worshiping a subordinate God. You're worshiping a God that doesn't have all power and perhaps doesn't have any power. This is a very important question. It's necessary for you to answer it. Who's your God? So let me ask you a question. I want you to think right now. What in your life are you the most afraid of losing? That's your God. So that you would do anything you could to hold on to it. That's your God. That you're not willing, like Abraham, to put everything on the altar. That's your God. What things are you afraid of putting on the altar? That's your God. Now, one of the things that we can learn from the scriptures is that the true followers of Christ come to him with a humble heart, a contrite spirit. This is what he commands us to do. Come to him with a contrite spirit and repent of our sins. What does that mean? It simply means that we choose to stop serving false gods and we go to him, the real God. Thou shalt not have other gods before me. Is that the first commandment? I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. What's the second? Like unto it, right? Thou shalt not make images of anything on the earth that shouldn't worship any of those things, right? So the question is, who's your God? Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have gods, I have goals, right? My goal is to be a millionaire, or my goal is to be a billionaire, or my goal is to live in a mansion, or my goal is to be one of the most popular people, you know, in the world. Well, those are all false gods. Why? Because the materials themselves cannot empower you. They don't give you any power. See, I can have everybody in the world sing my praises, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. If they're singing your praises, it's simply because you're doing things that justify their behavior. See, that's the deal. Everybody that's deceived in this world, and I'd say the vast majority, they think they're gods. They think that basically that, you know, they've won. They think it's a game. And unfortunately for them, they pursue their goals at all cost. Now, I ask you, who's been the biggest persecutor of true Christians throughout history? Who? Isn't it those that are rich and powerful in the things of the world? Of course it is. Why? Because they're scared. Because a true Christian has power. They have the power of God. They have the power of the Holy Ghost. They have the same power that Jesus Christ gave to them, which is what? Well, they can heal the sick. They can cause the deaf to hear. They can cause the blind to see. They can raise the dead, right? I am telling you right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you can't do those things, then you're worshiping the wrong God. And I'm telling you that if you can do those things and you do them for the praise and glory of the world, then you're worshiping the wrong God. See, this is it. If we love God, we love our fellow man, and we want to see what's best for them. Interestingly enough, if you look at the disciples, the 12 apostles, right? As soon as they established the church in Jerusalem, everyone, came in with their stuff and said, hey, let's share. Let's have this in common. Voluntarily. There was no government that forced them to do it. It was a volunteer thing. Now, if you lie to God, like Ananias and Sapphira, well, they dropped dead. But they promised they would do something, and then they reneged on it. Never good. If you're going to make a covenant with God, you better keep it. That simple. So, long story short, they voluntarily said, look, this stuff doesn't have any value to me. What has value to me is the things that God loves, which is other people. One of the things that people under condemnation for is because they literally are building images to represent their power and their glory. Let me ask you a question. Do you know who the Great Pyramid is named after? Do you know the individual? Do you know who he was in history? If the answer is no, then what do you think people are going to remember about you when you're dead and gone? Which means, why do you care? Why do you care here? Why do you have to be recognized by everyone as the most important, as the smartest, as the strongest, as the wealthiest? Why? Why does that matter? See, the problem is, those individuals that pursue those goals, right, they end up doing whatever it takes. And that's they'll tell you, whatever it takes, right? And whenever you get to the point where wherever it takes, you're going to realize that there's shortcuts you can take. And you're not going to care that those shortcuts hurt other people. There's individuals right now that have made millions of dollars off of dealing harmful drugs. Do they care? No. Do they care that their product injures other people? Of course not. How about individuals that have made millions and billions of dollars off of tobacco? Do they care? No, they don't. You can see what happens is individuals start thinking that they're gods and that if they only have enough money, if they only have more money, they'll have more power. But the reality is God can call their loans in anytime he wants. Anytime he wants. He can say to every single billionaire on the earth, well, I'm sorry, guys, your time's up. And they'd be gone tomorrow. Anytime he wants. Now, I'm going to tell you another little secret. No one gets to do bad things forever. No one. I don't care if you live to be 120. All that simply means if you don't repent is now you got 120 years of bad things that you're going to have to pay for, literally in hell. Because you didn't humble yourself. Because you didn't have a contrite heart. Because you didn't have a broken heart or a contrite spirit. And because you love the praise of men and pleasures of the world more than you love your fellow men. And therefore you love those things more than you love your God. And the more you love the things of the world, the more you love the pleasures of the world, then it's only about you. You literally will attract spirits that are just like you, and it isn't the Holy Ghost. We're talking about evil spirits that were kicked out because they rebelled against the plan. And they are just waiting to take over individuals of this world. And they do. Because it really is. It's a gold-paved world. A gold-paved road that leads to hell. And many jump on because they think, hey, when I get enough gold, I'll just jump off, right? Problem is, get enough money, it's never going to be enough for you. Never. Because you're always going to be afraid. Because you're always going to know justice is knocking at your door. And therefore, you're going to think you have to stay in that top position so that no one else can take you out. Now, let me tell you another little secret. The end result of this thinking is what's called secret combinations. And believe me when I tell you, they're far better organized than you are. And they have the ability to take you out when you're not protected by the Lord. If you are protected, then they're not going to have power to do that to you unless the Lord permits it, and then your time on earth is done, and who cares? You get to go right to paradise, and you get to spend the eternities in God's kingdom with Jesus Christ and other individuals that are like-minded. Who cares? Death, where's thy victory? Grave, where's your sting, right? So let me tell you one last thing. Be like Hezekiah, king of Judah. 185,000 Assyrians were at his gates. He didn't say, we got to get more arms. He didn't say, I've got to create more alliances with these nations. No, he took the threats to the Lord. And he presented them to the Lord. And the Lord told him through Isaiah, don't worry about these people. They're going to be gone. And they were taken away in a night. Literally destroyed in a night. So be like Hezekiah. Don't be afraid of these people. Just make sure that your God is Jesus Christ. That your God is God. And not something that God has made. Because that, my friends, is literally what is going to bring about the destruction of most of the people in this world. God bless and have a great day. Thank you.